Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name of the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, which I recommend to you. And she's the founder of Business Advancement, Inc., and co-host of Growth Igniters Radio. Pam, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about the helping the people whose businesses have been disrupted by the hurricanes and all the different things that have gone on. We got earthquakes in Mexico. Who knows what else is going to happen? And Pam, you know, one of the things that we did this right after Harvey was we called down to Houston area and found people who were actually giving financial help to some of these business people, and we've donated to them, and we've recommended that to other people. But and that's what I would recommend, is if you want to give to the people in Florida or Louisiana or New Orleans or Houston or wherever, Liberty, Texas, or you know, Conroe or wherever, call the local Chamber of Commerce, Pam, and ask them. Somebody will know down there where your money can go. And I'll tell you what else. I bet there's some Rotary clubs down there that are doing a good job. I'm a Rotarian, and I think – are you a Rotarian, Pam?
I am not, but I certainly believe in all of these organizations. And, Jim, I want to agree with you that it's important to coordinate with an organization such as a chamber or another organization,
right,
so that you're not undoing work. You know, the worst thing that could happen is everybody's giving great money and people are undoing each other's work.
Or if you know, a business down there or something like that, you know, send.
Yeah, it would be tempting to go and do that. Mm-hmm. One of the things I did do after Superstorm Sandy up here where I am is the simple act of being able to be a connector, a networker to places. Some of the businesses need that kind of help. I mean, we don't think about that. That's a simple thing we can do. It doesn't cost any money to be able to help somebody to figure out immediately how to get the needed help.
And with millions of us out there, millions of us small business owners, from little bitty companies to big ones, surely we can marshal our forces and start helping out a little bit. I mean, I love the star thrower story. My friend Joel Barker came up with a star thrower story about the guy who was throwing the little starfish in the ocean, and there were thousands of them on the beach, and the guy walked up and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm saving these starfish." He said, "Well, you can't save all of them." And he picked up a starfish and threw it in. He said, "I saved that one."
Yeah, it's true.
You can
and
do
that's
it.
Why. That's right, and that's why I felt good about being able to help two businesses that really needed the help, and these were business owners who were dedicated to not just bouncing back, but they were dedicated to bounding to whole new levels of innovation and growth, and they did over time, and that's wonderful, and it is tragic that we can't help everybody, but when you can help some people, you know, if all of us were helping some people, some business owners, that would be a lot
more
than what's going on.
It'd be a whole lot. There's one other thing, though, we've got to do, folks. While you're helping, you got to realize that you need to be helping yourself at the same time. And you mentioned in the last segment about the statistics of 40% of the businesses that are disrupted won't return to business. The reason is very simple. They did not put enough reserves back. They either had too much debt and they didn't have credit available. They did not put enough reserves back to be able to ride out a period of time without customers. And Pam, it's very simple. The two things that they're not doing. Number one, they're not charging enough money to make enough profit to leave anything left to be retained. And two, they're not operating their businesses efficiently enough so that they can put money on the bottom line, put profit on the bottom line. Folks, you've got to retain earnings, and it's not just it's not just something to do for your banker. You need to do it for yourself so you can ride out an interruption like this.
Absolutely.
Pam, this is what you do for a living. You help customers with these things.
Absolutely. It's important to plan for your contingencies, you know. Like thinking about, well, it'll never happen to me. Well, that's the worst way to think, and yet so many of us want to think.
It's a matter of when for every one of us. Whether it's a cyber threat or a hurricane or a tornado or a brownout.
Could be a brownout.
I mean, brownouts could happen anywhere.
Or it's some kind of other emergency. And we have to think about it, and we have to put the effort into saying, what if, and take it seriously. In my book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock, I talk about the fact that we need to look at how can we not get into strategic gridlocks when, you know, your strategy and your execution is not working
right.
Well. You know, that's one thing. But staying in business is part of this, you know, when you have these unforeseen disasters, and sadly they're becoming too many.
That's right, folks. So do two things this week. Find a way to help people in these areas. Holy mackerel, the help that Puerto Rico is going to need just boggles the mind. And do that, but also help yourself simultaneously, so that when this happens to you, when it does, because it will in some form or fashion, that you can be a little stronger than you are today. Pam, I need your website quickly, please.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
There you go. So check those out, folks, and you'll get smarter when you do. Tin Till, right back with Pam Harper. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's the Steve Miller Band to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.